Down in Miami, at the home of Gloria and Emilio Estefan at Star Island, Barack Obama conducted a fundraiser. After he went and lied through his teeth to the people at NASA. Yeah, we're not gonna land on the moon. No, we're gonna land on an asteroid. We're gonna land on an asteroid. Gloria Estefan angered the Cuban exile community in Miami. They don't understand. They thought Estefan was one of them. They don't like Obama's policies. Gloria Estefan, there's nothing political here. This is coming over, you know, for a margarita or two. The mojito. Wrong. It was a huge fundraiser, and it cost you $30,000 to get into it. It was totally political. And at this event, the leader of the regime mocked and made fun of American citizens.
Since today happens to be tax day, I should just point out that one-third of the Recovery Act went to tax cuts. Tax cuts that strengthen the cornerstone of the American dream. I've been a little amused over the last couple of days where people have been having these rallies about taxes. You would think they would be saying thank you. That's what you'd think.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a classic illustration of authoritarian mocking control. He hasn't cut anybody's taxes. The Recovery Act stimulus bill, it's more like loaves and fishes. There are no tax cuts in that. There were some tax credits. It's all bogus. But he wants to be thanked. Okay, I will oblige. Mr. President, I want to thank you for seizing General Motors and Chrysler. I want to thank you for appointing a pervert as our safe schools czar. I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for the generational theft that you have committed with all of this borrowing and spending. You have spent the wealth of 2 to 3, maybe 4 generations in the future before they're even born. I want to thank you, Mr. President, for insulting and endangering Israel. I want to thank you, Mr. President, for driving up the unemployment rate to near double digits for years to come. I want to thank you, Mr. President, for telling everybody that it's going to be double digits as the new norm. I want to thank you, Mr. President, for exploding the annual deficit to the level where it can never be repaid. I'd like to thank you, Mr. President, for targeting and destroying private health insurance companies. I want to thank you, Mr. President, for pushing for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to stand trial in New York City and receive full constitutional rights at a cost of $200 million per year. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for helping to destroy the housing market, Mr. President. And, Mr. President, I would love to thank you for your arrogance, because arrogance is part and parcel of an authoritarian leader of a regime. I would like to also thank you, Mr. President, for your divisiveness. I would like to thank you for ignoring the public union pension time bombs waiting to explode out there. I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for mocking and disrespecting the American people. And I'd like to thank you for your never-ending support of the new Black Panthers and for Acorn. I'd like to thank you, Mr. President, for embracing our enemies and snubbing our allies. But most of all, Mr. President, thank you for arousing the sleeping silent majority, because we have been asleep too long. November is coming, Mr. President. That is when we will really thank you.